564-9044. You got it? Can you hear me, Ed?
Are you home now?
Yeah, I'm home right now. I'm actually just trying to scramble on my recording. Yeah, I'm just trying to set it up real quick here. Yeah, if you wanted to record something here, I'm not sure.
Well, we got you. That's my one call for the day. I had to wait. I tried earlier, but you're probably at noontime.
Yeah, Ed. If I ever don't answer the phone when you call me, it's because I'm like when you called me earlier, I had a feeling it was you, but I was at work.
Oh, I figured as much.
Yeah. So if I don't answer, that's why. Feel free to keep calling back. You know.
Gotcha.
And I'll definitely answer only when I can talk to you. So this way here, I don't waste your one call.
Gotcha. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. So how about we give it a shot here? You want to try to record something to Elaine?
No, why not?
Okay. I just sent her an email, so hopefully I'll have something for you by the time you call me Saturday.
Yeah. What do you do? Print it out here. You do a recording.
No, I'm doing a recording, and she's gonna try to give me a call too, and hopefully it'll play out pretty well over the phone.
Gotcha.
So go ahead, give it a shot. Talk to her.
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing? Boring day as usual up here. I don't know if Keith told you, but I hate to talk about this stuff all the time, but we're sitting in a prison here that's designed like the all-seeing eye inside of a triangle here. I don't know how Danbury is set up, but it's set up in a triangle with the cameras up at the ceiling over it. And the entire complex is set up as a triangle as well, too. The whole compound is. So I guess that pretty well tells us what we want to know. Well, I've read some of the books lately, so they've been here the last couple of weeks, some religious organizations sent me some books in, and kind of cleared up the questions I had as to exactly what the problem is in this country. It seems that it's not so much Illuminati as we're playing around with, we're right back to the Jesuits again, and at least that seems to be where it's pigeonholed. Jesuits pretty well run everything now, so Illuminati is just a branch off of them, that's all. They are more of an elite group within the Jesuit organization, but the Black Pope and everything from the Vatican is all up on that way. Anyway, that's that. So there's no way anyone's going to fight that. If I had known this back some years ago, I would have just stopped the whole thing and back out of all of it. This is all big bullshit. Because, you know, people want to have the country run by somebody else. It's none of our business or affair. We thought we were doing the right thing. I guess we weren't. Anyway, I love you very much. I miss you dearly, as you know. I'm dying to hear your voice. It looks like we're going to be stuck here for a bit anyway. But at some point, I know we're going to have our day. There'll be lots of lawsuits pending. But like I say, every night, 10 o'clock until 6 a.m., I'm yours. My thoughts are just spent with you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Ed.
Yeah?
Did you get your Bible yet, your King James Bible?
No. They won't let me have anything unless it comes from straight from a publisher or from a store.
All right, well, Lindsay was supposed to take care of that problem. There's an organization out there that will make sure that you get your Bible, and they supposedly were on it, except that you were moved before they could get it to you.
Right.
So we'll contact them again and make sure that you get it. They said no matter where you end up, to just contact them back, and they'll get you the Bible.
Right, and that's the Gideon people. The Gideon Bible is not the Bible. It's a nice gesture, and I appreciate it very much, and I love it. But the 1611 Bible is the only public Bible with all the 80 books in it. All the other Bibles only have 57 books in them or 54 books in them.
They said they would get you that Bible, Ed.
The 1611?
Yeah, the King James, yep.
Oh, okay, wonderful. That's,
yeah, I guess they specialize in this as far as getting prisoners the religious things that they request.
Right. Well, the 1611, that's the title of it, 1611 King James.
It's okay.
Not the King James Gideon or whatever. Okay, I appreciate that. I really do.
All right, well, like I said, Lindsay's the one that's on it, so I'll make sure that I contact her later today and have her recontact the people at the organization that she went through.
So you and Elaine go through the other day?
Oh, not much. They wouldn't let me show you her letter. Your letter to me. They stopped me. You know, we talked mostly about the UCC filing stuff.
How does that look? I've always been rather hesitant on any of that stuff.
Honestly, Ed, in my opinion, it's hit and miss. It's trial and error. It's not something that's perfected.
Right.
But you know what? They must be worried about something because me and Elaine have been going back and forth with this, and they love to delay our mail. That's the legal paperwork. And all of a sudden this week, they posted up some signs in her prison saying something about there's two new laws that you need to be aware of. One of them is filing false liens against public officials.
Well, we don't do that anyway.
Yep, absolutely. And the other one was about threatening and harassing public officials because she had asked me to find out who the pseudonym was, the name Patrick Dillon, the IRS agent there that goes by the not real name. So she got nervous and she asked me to not do that. But the laws have no application to what we're doing. They just put them up there to scare her.
Yeah, I know. But the bottom line is we need to know who these IRS people are simply for lawsuit down the road.
Absolutely. So you can file against them. Absolutely.
Of course.
And that's not illegal.
No, they've crossed the line and they've stepped out of their own personal job description or category of their job. That means they are conducting official oppression, color of authority, color of law, using their job as their cover.
And IRS agents, Ed, aren't even public officials. They're foreign agents, aren't they?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I sent one thing that I think of Elaine just in that regard, so she has that. Man, we have it as well, too. It was sent up to us.
Okay.
They are a foreign agent. They have nothing to do with the American government, neither the private banking system. All of this case that they have against us is totally, totally unlawful. I mean, so unlawful, it's unbelievable. But, again, until we can get out there back into the courts and present it properly, we're not going to be able to move. And that's the only reason why you keep hearing me say, I need to get counsel that's going to be with us and become our champion. Without that, we're not going to be able to do a damn thing.
Yeah.
So that's why it hurts so bad. Because we shouldn't have lost anything. They stole $250,000 in cash and gold. You know that, in print property, the trucks and stuff that's gone.
And by steal, you mean steal? You mean actually steal? Because they did not report that on the paperwork, Ed.
That's right. It's not on the paperwork. They stole it.
You know, why don't you tell the people how much money was stolen from you?
I'll tell you right now how much was stolen from me. There was $100,000 in cash that they took, but that was with the gold. I'm sorry. There was $121,000 in cash that was with that gold bar that they sold. That's a fact of record. And it was confirmed. As a matter of fact, my stepson can confirm that. He knows that.
And there's only $21,000 reported in the paperwork.
That's correct. And also, there was a diamond stick pin worth $11,000. There was gold jewelry that was in there. I don't know if that's where that stuff is. There was a bunch of gold coins. I think they recorded a lot of the gold coins. I'm not sure until I really look at everything that they recorded all of them.
Ed, I have another list I have to send to you, too. I just have to hunt it out of my paperwork. It included, I believe, all of the items seized from your house for any future criminal cases. Also, all of the weapons and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff has been sequestered as well, too. Where are all my guns? I got like 41 guns that I'm missing.
Yeah, and I believe firearms are exempt from seizure if you're a member of the militia.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. They've got no business taking any of this, but there's no gun charges. There's nothing wrong with guns. They broke no laws here. I broke no federal laws. I mean, we're talking here, slapping a hand and say, okay, you got to do this. Well, you show me the law, and I'll do this. Outside of that, they have no authority. They still have no authority, damn it. But anyway, I want everyone to know this loud and clear, especially if we're on the air. These are the Jesuits. Understand that. People have got to study this long and hard now and look at the oath of the Jesuits, and they'll understand. They run the military now. They run the National Security Agency. They run these prisons. They run the U.S. Attorney's Office, the presidential office, the voting, the medical industry. That's a fact. They control all of the acronym-labeled government agencies in this country and other countries as well. But it is the Jesuits. Anything happens to me or my wife, it will be direct cause of the Jesuit action, no matter what's dead or what's hidden, because I'm in perfect health at the moment. Nothing wrong with me. I'm real careful about what I eat and what I do. So if anything happens to me, that's going to be the cause of it. And I'll tell you, these people inside here, some of them are Freemason, whether they're Jesuits directly or not, I don't know, but they certainly are part of the problem, not the solution. So everybody better start paying close attention. It's getting far more serious by the day. You're on the outside, and you know it's happening, and it's true. That's where that's coming from. But you all got my love, man.
Ed, before we let you go, what don't you have? Are you getting your paperwork from the courts regarding your lawsuits and Elaine's?
All I get from the courts, no. I don't have any of the court transcripts. They refuse to give me the transcripts.
Okay, not the transcript. What about all the evidence?
I have that in my possession. When you come, I want to turn it over to you guys and take it out of here.
Okay, I'm gonna send you that form also to fill out for us to be able to release your personal belongings.
I want you guys to take it out of here, Bobby.
Okay, now what about Sue and Joe? Have they been approved to visit?
Only for so far as Scott Bion has been approved and you have been approved.
Okay. So you have to find out about Sue because she is waiting. She sent me an email today As soon as she's approved, we're coming down to see you, Ed.
Okay, I'm going to check on that. I just got a slip today just saying you and Scott and Diane were approved. When did she mail hers in?
I think she mailed it in a couple days before I did, Ed. So why don't you send her out another form?
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I will do that.
You know, it's obvious they don't want people to come and visit you. They just want to keep you in isolation. So
the thing is, I sent out two forms deliberately, one of both signed so that you could photocopy them with a signature on there and use them.
I was afraid they wouldn't take a photocopy. I sent my other one to Joe.
Yeah, well, that's okay. They will. It's got my signature on it.
We're coming, Ed. Either way, I figure within a couple of weeks we'll be down there.
Okay, guys.
I don't want to tell you an exact day because then I'm afraid they might move you.
I hear you. You don't have to talk about anything else either on here. Just do what you have to do. Don't talk about what you're doing.
Okay.
We're not going to break any laws, but now that I know they are working in collusion with the courts, U.S. Attorney's Office, and others, in parentheses, that's why we're in such trouble that we have here. So, there you have it. Anyway, I'm going to call Mr. Clark tomorrow, so if some way you can tell him and ask him more time, and I guess there's no time, he's going to try and catch him until I catch him, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And he'll just be waiting.
Yeah.
And it'll be the same thing with him. If he can't answer the phone, if he doesn't answer the phone, maybe because he can't, so just keep trying.
Well, I will keep trying. Well, fortunately, then, I won't break what I said. They said one call a day, I won't break that rule, so I'll keep trying until I get him.
Okay.
One call, nobody else.
All right, and like I said, Ed, you're welcome to call me anytime. It's just that I won't necessarily be here, so.
Appreciate it, big guy.
All right, Ed.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.